is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ask Shelley. Ask Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
Yes, time once again for Ask Shelley. Here on a Monday morning, brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More, with two locations, Norfolk and Virginia Beach, right by my house, as a matter of fact. Pitbull Tobacco and More, for locals by locals. You send your questions in to Shelley at FM99.com, and she answers them on Monday mornings at right around this time. And we begin with this one from listener Chuck, who writes, "Dear Shelley, with space travel becoming more of a possibility, and time at the International Space Station getting longer and longer, what do they do about containing the byproduct of personal pleasure in a sexual sense? I know most guys take care of themselves regularly. Wouldn't there be some sort of DNA flying around?" Thanks a lot, Chuck.
Well, this is not a question that NASA.com or Space.com directly addresses.
No.
They would be the authorities on this.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess that there's some type of a condom that would catch it. Sweat might be a different story. Sneeze particles, that might be floating around. But I'm thinking a sweat sock or a baggie is all you need to contain this issue. Now, I did get an official answer on something in the same category from Neil deGrasse Tyson, who tweeted back in February, replying to someone named Ree Miguel. Mm-hmm. "You ask if ejaculating in space propels you, solid, liquid, or gas, any part of your body that comes out, you will recoil." Which led to awesome replies about the next way we should travel to Mars or the moon. Mostly farts.
For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
Exactly.
Kind of.
Exactly, yes.
Neat.
Yes.
So you could fart yourself around the International Space Station. That's, I gotta say, I understand that. Odors are one of the biggest challenges that they face up there, because there's just nowhere for it to dissipate to, because you have a sealed environment, and so there's nowhere for it to go. So there's all these air scrubbers working all the time, because you got nothing. It's not like opening a window.
We need another filter. We need something else.
Somebody light a candle. No, don't light anything.
Yeah,
don't ever light anything in space. Fire in space is bad. Dear Shelley, I was behind the Google Earth car on the way to work the other day, and I checked the site constantly, but I don't see me. How often does Google actually scan the globe, and how long does it take them to update the pictures?
I emailed Google on this, but I guess they're too busy to answer me.
Yeah.
What I did find on the internet was the satellite data on Google Maps is typically between 1 to 3 years old. According to the Google Earth blog, data updates usually happen about once a month, but may not show real-time images. But this isn't for the street view that this guy's talking about.
Okay.
According to their street view page, they're in Virginia through the end of this month and have been in Virginia since May, but they haven't been in our area officially, which is weird because I did see the Google guy getting out of the Google Street View car going into a Wendy's a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, as Google needs to view every Wendy's.
Right. So their official answer on updates is, quote, "Most of the Street View imagery was acquired within the last year. We can't offer you an estimate for when the imagery may be updated." So they're basically just saying, we don't know, keep checking.
Just keep looking, right?
Yeah.
Like anywhere else, it's not a schedule. It's just whenever Dave gets around to it.
Yeah, pretty much.
How we do it. All right, then finally this. Dear Shelley, who invented the fidget spinner, and when did this happen? It's dumb. I don't know why people are so obsessed with them. Signed, Lisa.
Well, Catherine Hettinger is the inventor. She started work on it back in the 80s. Back in 1997, she had a meeting with Hasbro Toys, and they told her no. They sent her a rejection letter just months after she got the patent for the fidget spinner. She got the idea for the toy, she said, when she saw young boys throwing rocks at police officers. She wanted to find a way to distract kids and give them something soothing to release their pent-up energy.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. Her patent ran out at the end of last year, just before they came popular. So she has made $0 off of the fidget spinner.
Wow. I remember reading a version of this story.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, I think we talked about it. Yeah.
She's from Orlando. She's now focusing on how to sell her original design for the fidget spinner. She's launched a Kickstarter campaign with a goal of more than $23,000 and hopes to deliver her classic fidget spinner as early as next month.
I think if you haven't already produced a fidget spinner, we're on our way out of this thing.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of over.
The back end of it.
Over-ish, for sure.
How terrible would that be, though? You come up with this thing that becomes like the most popular.
Yeah.
And then you don't get a dollar.
Well, how many people in history, you know, they famously made that movie, and I can't remember the name of it, about the guy that invented the intermittent windshield wiper. Hmm. You know, the windshield wiper that only wipes like every 30 seconds or whatever it is. And they just waited him out, and then they put it in a whole bunch of Fords, and he didn't get anything.
Yep. Just wait till
you get back. And he had to sue them, and I don't know. I think there might have been a happy ending on that. The guy that invented the ratchet wrench. You ever use a ratchet wrench?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Socket set?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that dude sold that to Craftsman for like $50.
Oh. Was it Flash of Genius was the movie you were talking about?
Could have been.
Robert Kearns?
I don't know. But the guy sold the ratchet wrench to Craftsman and then went back many years later and got a court judgment against them, claiming that they knew what he had, but he didn't know what he had. I don't know how this all works, but he ended up with a bucket of money after that.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. If you have a question for Shelley, send it to Shelley@fm99.com. It's Ask Shelley. We do it on Mondays right around this time.